My name is Tyler Sear, and you are listening to Junior Hockey Players and Where to Find Them. This is episode one. I am sitting down right now with Ryland Nowoczniuk, a current Nepean Raiders forward and defenseman, I guess, for the CCHL. And Ryland, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today. Really excited.
Of course, anytime. So maybe just get a little bit into yourself, Ryland. What was your path like? Where did your love for hockey start?
Yeah, so growing up in a small town of Ingleside, Ontario, I started playing hockey in the South Stormont Minor Hockey Association. Had a lot of fun there just playing with all my buddies growing up. And, you know, I played all my IP years there, novice. Then after that, I kind of jumped on to Seaway Valley Rapids in the AA world. But yeah, from there, I ended up going back to home, go play South Stormont for a few years. But those were some of the best years. Like, I remember early on, my dad came back, he coached us, and then we went undefeated that first year and had some pretty good point years. I think that's kind of where a lot of my development started, and it was really good for me down the line. So and then after that, we get into, like, Bantam years. I went back to the Rapids. We won the first championship, I think, in, like, the history of Seaway Valley. So that was really cool, and it was cool to have a large role with that team. But, yeah, and then from there, it was my junior A draft year. So I thought I'd try out for the local AAA team, and that just so happened to be the Eastern Ontario Wild, and that team was so stacked with talent, it was crazy. So
and are they ever, like, all every year they have a really good recruiting process, and yeah,
that's it. So, like, we had so many guys go off, whether it was major, junior, committed to go play D1 in the States. So either way, but then, you know, I had an okay year there, so I ended up getting protected to the Colts from there in the CCHL. So yeah, that's kind of where it started, but I was really fortunate to have the opportunity right before I got drafted. I got to go to provincials with them because they won the championship, the U18 team. So that was a really cool experience to go to Sudbury with them. So then other than that, yeah, here awesome. We are in Nepean.
Yeah, you say small town kid, you know, love for hockey bloomed in Ingleside, Ontario. I mean, what was it like to sort of move to a more centralized team like here in Nepean after growing up in such a small town and playing for teams out there?
For sure. I mean, when I first came here, it was a little bit of a culture shock. Just, like, I'd come to the city for visits, but living here, you know, big difference. You get, like, traffic and stuff. But, no, it was really nice where if you want to take off to go to a Sens game, you're, like, 10 minutes away. You can go down the road or just go into shopping centers, little things like that. So I really enjoy it here and hope to stay here for a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I still have the small town roots for sure.
Right on. I mean, I'm going to ask a very broad question here.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a broad question that you can answer however you like. But, I mean, what do you strive to get out of hockey? You're at the Tier 2 Junior A level.
Yeah.
You know, there's 100 million possibilities. You even saw it this year with your teammate Owen Hollingsworth getting called up in the later half of the season. And unfortunately, you guys weren't super good this year, but still, that talent is there. So, I mean, what do you strive to get out of it?
I mean, like, long-term goal, I just want to play hockey for as long as I can. So whether that's, like, ever since I've been a kid, I've dreamed of playing pro hockey somewhere. So I think that's kind of every kid's end goal. But right now, like, I want to finish out my junior career and then wherever it is from that, just go play, try to play college hockey, whether it's States or U Sport up here. They're both good options. So get a little bit of education out of it too, which is nice. But no, like, I started playing hockey just because, like, the fun of it and just hanging out with all your buddies. So that's kind of what I try to get out of it. And yeah, it's still the best game in the world. So yeah,
and it's about the friends you make on the way, right?
For sure.
And I mean, in terms of teammates, like, how does, like, what kind of impact does that make on your playing ability? Does it really change how you play the game? Like, if you were to, say, play again, like, alongside Coleman,
yeah,
right, would it be completely different compared to when you'd play alongside Harris?
I mean, the thing is with our team, like, we're such a close group where, like, doesn't matter who it is, I feel like everyone's giving you positive feedback. Like, it was really, we had challenging times throughout the year, but it was easy to stay positive because, like, every time you're coming to the rink, like, the boys were so great that you could just go, like, it's like a fresh start every day, which it can get hard in the times that you're not winning, and of course, but No, it was pretty good with our team. So
bag skates and stuff?
Every once in a while, but yeah, it's still good times.
Don't worry, that's the worst of it.
You know? Oh, you're with the boys. Nothing gets worse. Yeah, you're just laughing throughout, smiling at each other, but I mean, it's still like, you're with the boys, it's always a good time, so.
Speaking on that, I mean, you played a bit of both sides of the game, defense, offense, and I mean, what are the big differences between playing those two roles? I mean, what do you need to adapt to?
Honestly, when I went back to D, I had to learn how to skate backwards again. It's been so long that I just had to like learn how to the skating side of it.
Right.
I feel like one of my strengths throughout my whole career have just been like moving the puck. So going back, I felt like I saw the ice well. So that wasn't too bad. Sure, there was little positional things that I could have. Like, I'm still trying to get better, as we all do every day. But I thought I moved it well, and I thought I played well. You know, going in to the end of the year playing D, but even as forward, like I've always been a physical guy, so I try to bring that to both aspects of the game. But yeah, there are some big differences, but at the end of the day, hockey's hockey. So
well, and for sure, and I mean, my dad used to say it all the time: you can never be perfect, right?
That's
so
it.
You're always working, and I mean, would you say it was a good thing being put back at D?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as a defenseman, I guess as a forward starting out, there's always little things that you're kind of saying like, oh, I wish this defenseman would have done this. So, you know, you get both perspectives of it whenever you switch back, and it's like you kind of know what the forwards want to do. So I felt that was helpful of just like if they want to cut it the far blue, like you can kind of see that in advance. But, yeah, I mean, it was an adjustment for sure, but...
And obviously, from watching you all season, I mean, would you say that it really helped your team?
I mean...
in more ways than one. I don't mean just the fact that you guys were down or short guys, but the fact that, you know, a forward understanding his line mates and what they'd like is going back to D, and it will help because technically, not only does it shake up the lines, and that always gets something going, but you understand how your forwards play, right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I like to think that it made a little bit of a difference, but, and, you know, I hope I gave the guys confidence as I was back there and tried to spice things up a little bit. But overall, like, I think it did make a little bit of a difference, and it was kind of a fresh start for me going into the second half, too, where, you know, things weren't always positive the first half, but we just tried to make the most out of the situation, and, yeah, it was still... I thought we had a good finish to the year.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And you know, and as sucky as it was, right? You stuck together the whole time.
For sure.
And that's what matters, right? Now I'm gonna sidetrack a little bit here. My question is sort of why hockey? I mean, it is the most popular sport in the country, and people fall literally head over heels for it. But like, what makes the sport of hockey so special to you?
For me, I think it's like the amusement that it gives me. It's like kind of it's an escape from reality for me, where you can go just have fun. The friendships you make, like there's no replacing that for anything, where I still have buddies of mine that we played IP together when we were 4 years old, and like you still stay in contact. So between that and then like little tiny life lessons I feel like throughout the game too, where you know, it's the work ethic, the, you know, never giving up where if you're down in the game, like that stuff all applies to real life. So there's nothing that can replace that, but I've been very thankful to experience that through hockey. So
would you say that, you know, playing hockey for the majority of your life has helped you off the ice?
I think so. I think just little tiny leadership things where, you know, if you're confident to talk to the boys, like that'll translate into life too. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing for sure.
What is it like to play hockey on a considerably full-time basis and sort of have your life revolve around that? I mean, you mentioned before we interviewed that you're taking your real estate license course and all that. But you still play hockey full-time in the winter and the fall months and stuff like that. I mean, what's it like?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's kind of unique to us because we're playing hockey like six times a week, right? So to get your schooling and stuff done, like it's normally pretty good where if you're on the bus and have to do it, we just figure ways out. But we've been doing it for so long that you just kind of get used to it over time. And,
right.
I mean, it's just kind of, it's like a job at this point where you're just so used to it. And yeah, like I still love every second of it. So
I've got a tactical question. This is the first episode of this new podcast, and, yeah. and this question's more for the listeners than anything, but you played for Charlan mm-hmm. in the EOJHL, which is, it's currently now the EOJHL.
Yeah.
What are the biggest differences between a junior B team and a junior A team? And what do you think, you know, a player's strengths needs to be in order to succeed at both levels?
Yeah, so before I went to Charlan, I was obviously playing U18 in Cornwall. So for me, it was a huge jump to go from U18 to Junior B, and then it's a whole nother one to go from Junior B to Junior A.
Now, would you say that that level just sort of just sits in the middle?
Yeah, that's it. Where it's nice where I kind of jumped in as like a 16, 17-year-old in Junior B, where you're playing with 20-year-olds all the time. So right. it's obviously better when you're playing against the older, stronger guys. So that helped my development a lot. I find like just a little, it's still fast hockey. I'd say it's faster than U18 for sure. But going to Junior A, like once again, it's a huge jump where right. you're getting these guys that they're getting ready to go to school, and it's just really good hockey. It's really fast.
And
so.
we saw it this year with the Castleman Vikings. I'm sure yeah. that team could arguably compete.
For sure.
I mean, towards the end of the year, I won't get into their season standings because it wasn't very good. But in the playoffs, I'm sure that team could have competed with one or two junior A teams.
For sure. And like you look at their roster too, and they have a lot of former junior A guys in their team. So once again, if you bring them and go back to junior B, then they should compete.
Well, and Ottawa West too. They met in the second round, and Ottawa, the OJS, ended up calling up Max Bush for the last two rounds of their playoffs, and it was a little surprising, but it's just the different kind of player. I mean, the different kind of hockey player. You're playing the same team seven times in a row.
Yeah.
Maybe seven times, at least four, right? So maybe the different type of hockey player is just good.
Well, that's it. And then as soon as you come into playoffs, it's like, doesn't matter where you finish, you just have to get into the dance. And
right.
anything can happen in a, you know, best of seven series. So, you know, I love playing that playoff hockey, and it was kind of unfortunate that we missed it this year, but hopefully next year we can get into the dance and we can play around with some playoff hockey.
Was there a game this year in the 2022 season with the BN that stands out the most to you or might be your favorite?
So we had a few of them. For me personally, I had my first game going back to Cornwall circled on the calendar just because it was the first game since the trade. So
right.
I wanted to go back. It was nice to have like all my family there, and it was really cool to have that support system. But
close to Ingleside?
Yeah, for sure. So between that and then the one game that sticks out in my mind is when we played OJS and we beat them in that overtime game. Like, I've never seen energy like that in a regular season game that was like we were going to win that game. So it was really cool.
It was through the roof.
That's it. The energy like the boys had, the coaches had, like it was crazy. Like I don't know if we'll ever be able to replicate that again, but it was a really cool experience.
Not a lot of losses from that team.
No.
Unfortunately, European Rangers, they weren't amazing this year. You struggled, ended in last place. I mean, what are some of the things that you guys did that might stand out but to keep the team positive the entire year? I mean, you guys never skipped a beat. And what's the secret?
So, kind of like I said earlier, I just think we had a great group of guys where, like, you could go out and you'd see each other 6 days a week, so you learn to get pretty close with each other, and it was just always so positive. Like I said, we had the down times, but it's like on the ice you take care of business, but as soon as you're off, it's like just positive, try to pick each other back up. So I thought that's what made it pretty easy for a team, but yeah, I mean, it was,
all right, Ryland. Well, last one for me, a little personal one. What would you say was the biggest help for you to get to the level that you were at today? I mean, who helped you? Who do you want to shout out? And what would you say was the biggest help?
Yeah, so obviously my family, like they've been huge for me. Just the sacrifices to take off work, to bring me to tournaments, drive me all over North America. Like It's crazy. So they've all been huge for me. If I had to pick like one particular person, had to be my dad though. Like he played junior hockey growing up, so he kind of knows what we're going through. And like I still talk to him after every single game, whether we're on the bus and I call him or what it is. But just little things for me to keep working on. He's always there for me, and no, I really appreciate all of his help. So it's been big for me.
Well, Ryland, I want to thank you very much for joining me for this podcast today. And I mean, you're welcome at the studio anytime.
Hey, I appreciate that. I'm honored to be the first episode here. And yeah, I'd love to be back. So thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. You've been listening to Junior Hockey Players and Where to Find Them with Tyler Sear and my guest today, Ryland Wojcik.